Party every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on the B-Side. Tune in and call in so we can talk about everything from relationships, religion, politics, sex, travel, or gardening. Remember, Bree TV every Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the After Party. See you at the party.
Want to turn your business or brand into a marketable radio show? Contact us today at 214-531-3301 and start streaming.
Get hypnotic with the moon, but you got to put me down soon. I flip a sideshow if you come my way, up, down, and around, even sideways. I'm about as ready as the light can get. We can go all out, I ain't afraid of the sweat, but yet I bet you got the techniques to freak a girl inside out. What's that all about? Can I have some of that? You gotta put me on. Word around town is your 9 men strong. I wanna be put on in the worst way. Since the first day, I think it was a Thursday. You be that brother that I wanna sink my teeth in. Make me wanna ask, where the hell you been? I like the way you be with all that personality. But I got flavor too, you need to get with me. Every day new clothes, look at the cut coupon. On three, got the heat so bluffing. Slang it's as deep because it's more than 20 ducats. Struck it, kinda rich, now his pockets looking straight. Slam the D's on the benzo, pancake by the gate. Mom, looking straight with her half, she got great. Lounging in her new home, that's about to stay. I'll be your Cornell motel, you can get it when you want it. Even though you got chicks all up on it. Don't matter, cause brother you fly, I can't lie. Mac and Daddy from the corner of my eye. Now, baby, bring it on. Don't be fronting on your baby boo. All I wanna know is what's up with you. How can I get with you? Seems like you got a hold on me. It must be voodoo, cause baby, I want you. About so big, about so small, about this length, about this width, about this flow, about this gift. Instinct me and me right up your alleyway. Skip the Moet, let's chill with some Alizé. Enough stress in our day. Let me massage your mind as my mental starts to play. A ghetto sauce you are, and I'll be your sexual chocolate ball. And I gotta keep strong for the cause, and you gotta keep strong for the tours, brother, man, and me, damn the family. What else could we be with no one understands us but me? You were the first to change, big T. I'm out. What else could we be with no one understands us but me? You were the first to change. Big T. I'm out. I wanna be down with you.
Hey. We are, well, it's Wednesday. My guest is drinking wine. What the hell? Wednesday night, 6 p.m. on theafterparty.com. It's Bree TV. TheAfterParty.com. You can log on and listen to us online. You can download the app from your Apple, whatever they do with apples. Or you can log on. Well, you can go to Bree TV. First of all, log on there. Go to the B-side, then look for Bree TV. Or you can download the app. Listen from your phone. Same thing. Or go to Facebook and look for at bre.tv.2016. And you can watch us live. So, today, I have... What am I supposed to call you? I have a guest in studio.
Stella.
Okay. Stella by Starlight.
This mic is in my face.
And it's in the way. Spin it the other way. Watch it. Don't touch my phone. Okay. It's hard work putting that thing up. So Stella's here today, and we are going to have a show about, we're going to talk a little bit about dancing, as I've said. I don't know if you guys pay attention, actually, but I used to dance, and now I do, one of the things that I do makeup in strip clubs, so I come in contact with a lot of young women. I have never birthed a child, but I have about 30 daughters. Like, easy, I have 30 daughters.
I'm the favorite, though, right?
Of course you are. Of course, you're right here. So, one of the deals that a lot of times people may not necessarily ask, but I think a lot of times with girls in the industry, when you get into it, particularly if you get into it and you're young, how you transition out of it.
Or don't.
Right. Because there's some lifers. I don't understand why. Hold on. I'm going to keep talking, but I'm telling you, this live feed is going to make me crazy because it's sideways on the website. Okay. We're going to do this. We're going to fix this swing. We go to break. So anyway, one of the things that one of the issues or concerns is, particularly if you become a dancer and you are young, if you don't have any experience in the real world, as people call it, you know, you will have a large gap in your resume. It may appear that you don't have any particular work experience that is valuable to an employee. Or an employer, rather. So you have to figure out how you transition out of dancing. Because I started dancing at 31, technically an old lady in the industry. I probably should have been ready to.
That's like 50 in stripper years.
Right. It is. I should have probably been thinking about retirement when I walked in the door. I had already done some things, so it wasn't as difficult for me, and I'm sly like a fox. So I knew how to, well, I think the only company that I worked for since then was MAC, but that's because I decided I was going to be a makeup artist and blah, blah, blah. So that's how I transitioned out. But it's difficult a lot of times for girls to transition out, depending on how they got into it and what their experience is and, you know, what's going on with them. So what we are going to do is take a break so I can get my live feed together because it is cockeyed right now and I can't handle this. We're going to take a musical break, and I'm going to fix this. If you guys want to check us out, go to at bre.tv.2016 on Facebook, and I'm going to get this twisted around the right way.
I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited, so gone and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. To tell for dinner, Julio served that scampi. You got it if you want it, got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac, girl, let's put some miles on it. Anything you want, just to put a smile on it. You deserve it, baby, you deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you. Cool jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on us. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
in my flicker. Girl, I'll be a flicker, mamacita. I will never make a promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Sharpest breeze in Paris, everything 24 carats. I take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Say it's us.
Say it's us.
And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles.
Anything you want,
just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby, you deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Gold jewelry,
shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on us. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire.
Okay, okay, okay. Look, Montana, you can't cut that off. I like that song. That's my jam. She called me an old white lady, but that is my jam. So, we're here with Stella. And I'm going to call this Strip Club Light. It's like Strip Club Talk, but light. Because it's not like hardcore.
I'm not trying to give away the secrets.
Right. Well, you can't really.
Well, you have to be there. You're talking about lifers before we went on break. So I remember the first night that I danced, I made a world record. I was a waitress for 3 months before they knocked me.
Listen, and for anybody that's new to this, I'm going to stop her and break down some of this conversation or some of the terminology. Basically, knocking is what happens like when pimps get girls. When they get a new girl, the pimp will knock the girl, or he'll get another one of his girls to knock her. That just means that they pull her in. So she's being funny because she's doing what a lot of people do, which I didn't. They go into a strip club and they want to be a waitress. They're punks about being strippers.
I was not a punk. I was not a girl. I was a girly.
You were studying.
I was studying, and for about 3 months, I watched girls with C-section scars and cottage cheese. This was before I had cottage cheese on my own. I was 19, and I said,
"Wait, before you had cottage cheese of your own." Go ahead.
And so when I find 3 months later, finally got knocked. I remember my first night, and there was a woman. She was about 40 years old, and she didn't make her money. She didn't make her money yet, and it was the end of the night, and she was broke down, bawling about the money that she needed to pay her bills. And that first night, I said, "That is not going to be me. I am not going to be that girl."
Was she a waitress or a
dancer? She was a dancer. She's okay. About 40 years old, dancer.
Hey.
I'm not knocking the age. I'm just saying.
Don't knock a 40-year-old dancer because I was killing.
I'm really not. Hey, I'm 32 and I can still get it.
Right. What's today? The 12th? I'll be 15 in, not 15, oh my God. I'll be 50 in 13 days. I can do it.
You can still get it.
Yeah, twice.
Can I say your name?
Yeah, I had a couple of them. They don't care.
Max.
Okay, so the crybaby stripper.
Yes, and I thought, that's never going to be me. And I did it, and I did it, and I did it 12 years off and on. I think the last time I did it was more recent than I'm going to admit to. But moral of the story, don't be that lady.
Well, that, what here? Then here's the thing, because I think, and I really need to do a full on stripper show, and because I want, a lot of times people don't they don't understand exactly how people get started. They don't know what makes you do, you know, why would you do that? Or, but you know, people think it's immoral. They think because you're a stripper that you're a prostitute. They think all kind of just stuff that's not necessarily true. So, how did you start? Like, what enticed you to start?
I told you, I was waitressing. I was.
But how did you even walk in a strip club? Okay. Because that's not, generally speaking, I mean, now it's a little more commonplace for women who, you know, they'll go hang out with their guy friends there, or because dancing is more commonplace,
sure.
So they will go now.
For sure. You know, like, it's cute. Like, right. Oh my God, let's be crazy and go to the strip club. Right. We are so out of control.
Right. And the first time I went, I was probably like 29-ish. Or so, but I went with a guy in Kansas City, and they have juice bars in Kansas City.
Yeah,
you know, they have juice bars. So I went in like everybody else. I just assumed everybody was gonna be like good looking. I was like, this should be the cream of the crop.
No,
and it was some little bitty hole in the wall, and I think it was maybe in downtown Kansas City, and it was knife scars and bullet wounds and stretch marks. I was like, what in the hell?
Mm-hmm.
Who is paying for? Wait a second.
Oh, yeah. You got to even out that ratio. No, we got to flip the table.
Right. So, I mean, and I just thought that it was really interesting. And having danced for 5+ years, what are they talking about? Having danced for 5+ years, for me to be in a club, one, I didn't hang out in strip clubs when I worked in them.
Right.
I will go, like, if I travel, I'll go because I'm interested to see the works. Like, I like the process involved. So I went to Houston for my girlfriend's bachelorette party.
Ooh.
We went to a couple different strip clubs.
That's too stressful for me.
I'm in the dressing room. They got a house daddy, so I'm super intrigued now. Because I'm like, what is going on? This dude is in here, and he's got tattoos on his face. And I was like, what in the hell is going on? So I'm talking to him because I'm trying to figure out what's going on. They had a porn star there that night.
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing her makeup, and they got all, and the, you know, you always want to see the setup, like the dressing room. You want to see the girls. You just want to see what's going on because you compare it to what you do.
What you do.
And I can tell you I am very thankful for the clubs that I have worked in because I've been in some and I'm like, this is a shithole.
Yeah.
So
you get to be a big fish in a little pond.
But I was there for my girlfriend's bachelorette party. We were just hanging out and I had to go to the bathroom. And the bathroom was connected to the dressing room. So instead of coming out and going right, I went the other direction and was in all their business.
Yeah.
Trying to see what, I was like, you guys don't have a makeup artist in here? And so I want to know what's happening. So in that regard, I go. Or if I go someplace, like especially if there's a tiny, like I went someplace and they were like, yeah, that's the only strip club in town. I was like, what? Let's go. Because I'm like, it can't be. This is going to be more funny than anything. And they were it was two guys and they were laughing saying, oh, yeah, I remember we went in there like years ago and there was that one stripper in there and she was on stage and she just kind of was there and nobody tipped her. And then when she... when she got off stage, she just walked around nudging people, asking for a tip.
Man, I'm not mad. You would be surprised what you can get if you just ask.
Right.
Put your little hand out.
Right. And look mopey and sad if you have to. I just wanted to see what was happening in there. But it's just for me having been in strip clubs.
Well, what started it for me, I was dating a piece of shit. Surprise. And I kicked his ass out of my house and realized, oh, my God, rent's due. What am I going to do? So I went. I was working full time at the time at a restaurant. And I went to go waitress like 3 or 4 nights a week at the Million Dollar Saloon.
Well, her Million Dollar was jumping. That was Woo! Before I came to Dallas, though. That was before I got here.
Man. And like I said, 3 months watching all the girls make money, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars, fat ones, old ones. Ones with 5 kids. I mean, I was like, this is not right. This is not right. I gotta
fix this.
It's not fair. And I was the worst waitress ever. Dropped my beer bottles. One time these men were eating chicken wings. It was chicken wing night. I dropped their empty chicken wing bones and ranch all over the floor. That was the last night I danced.
Dance or waitress?
I'm sorry, the last night I waitressed.
Okay.
And they had a new dance manager and he said, hey, you want to start dancing? I said, yes, I will be here tomorrow. Yes, I will start. And
so you basically kind of went in and got your feet wet. You was trying to make a little extra cash.
Yeah.
You want a little extra cash, so you go in. And
I had my own job. That wasn't my only source of income.
Well, but let me ask, were you averse Did you have an aversion to stripping, to women being in there? And
I did, in the sense, like, if that's your thing, that's your thing. But that's not my thing. That's not who I am. I didn't think I was girly enough. I didn't think I had the look.
Little did you know.
I learned some things real quick. And just took off. The rest just took off from there. Hit the ground running. Joanne the Scammer, where are you?
Listen, I love Joanne.
I love Joanne.
And I want to tell you, because I had seen several memes or little skits with Joanne. I just wasn't paying attention, so I didn't know if her name was Joanne the Scammer. But Joanne, I think it's the Scammer. Hilarious. Do you ever, you get people when they talk to you and say how they don't like how men dress up as women. They just don't think it's funny. Like, it's the worst thing in the world.
I think it's the best thing in the world.
I think it's funny, especially if they have facial hair.
That is too much. I wish the bitch would shave every once in a while before she puts that damn wig on.
I think it's great when they have facial hair and then they put on lipstick and a dress.
But you know what? She's still getting it with a beard, so.
Right. Right. I think that it's funny, but I'm not a dude and I don't have anything invested in that. So I don't care. Right? But I think it's hilarious. And that she thinks that she's not black.
Oh, she's a Caucasian woman.
Yeah, she thinks she's not black and she, oh boy.
Well, she is very light skinned.
So you still black. We come in 31 flavors, baby. She's still black. Shit. She ain't getting away with that. Okay. So what was your first dance experience? Did you know, well, let me say this too. For people who, when I walked in with the intent of dancing. I was like the boss. I went in to dance. I wasn't fucking around with waitressing. Don't ask me for no drinks. What are you talking about? And then I ran into the buzzsaw that is racism in the topless bar industry.
Oh yeah.
Then
it's,
I was
real.
Like, okay. I was in like Santa Fe. They used to be across the street from the old Baby Dolls.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Ooh. What was it? Santa Fe Ranch?
Whatever the fuck it was. It was a
Santa
death
Fe
trap.
House, Santa Fe Trail.
Whatever it was. I don't know, but it was a trap. It was a death trap. And I was in there, and it was so funny because I had also done stand-up. I don't know if I've ever told you that, but I did stand-up at one point. So, yeah, newsflash. So, to me, it wasn't like, I mean, I guess you're as nervous as you're going to be. Or I was as nervous as I was going to be, but I, you know, got on stage, and at this particular club, they had a pole. I was killing it. It was like I was a kid, 8 years old on the playground.
I'm telling you.
I did stripper tricks on a pole on the playground at eight. I'm just saying. I was comfortable. I know my way around a pole, if you will.
I don't. And I will say that in the last 5 years, it blows my mind how these little 18-year-olds will be twirling, swirling, and breaking their backs for a dollar.
Right. Well, but that's the thing, too. That's what, that's a veteran thought process to think like that. Because when you're new to the industry, you want to get up there and you want to really show off because you just, oh, boy, and they tip me. You think everybody that tips you is going to give you that dollar on stage.
That's a lie.
It's going to turn into $300 and then you're going to go on to the next dude.
Nope.
You're going to be so nice. And then what happens is they're fat and sweaty and their hands are like sausage digging into your waist. And then you figure out that the good-looking ones aren't the ones you want to go for.
I want the fattest, oldest, loneliest.
Right.
I want the one that's in the corner that nobody would ever talk to or let touch him. Because he's going to give me all his money.
Right. You're going to empty him like an ATM. You want the one that didn't get to go to prom. You
that's
know?
What I want. Socially awkward.
Right.
His wife beats him.
Right. Or she's the husband, whether he knows
Same
it or not.
Shit.
Right. That's what you, and that's being in a strip club, there's a growth process, just like in any other job or industry. There is a process to it, and you begin to figure out very, very quickly that just like in society, good looking men they're not the ones you're looking for.
Nope.
Because even when you're looking to date, not the good looking men aren't necessarily good, but their experience is different because they're good looking. So women approach them all the time. Women talk to them.
They get their ego stroked constantly.
So you look to date maybe a dude that is not the most attractive, but
has
not
the least, self-esteem.
Attractive. Now, I can't date you if you ain't got no self-esteem.
Oh, I thought we were talking about customers.
No. I'm setting the stage for when you're in the dating world, that guys that are really good looking, are they chicks yeah. give them everything. So that's not necessarily the guy that you want. Unless he gets past that stage and realizes that that's shallow. But at that point, he's probably got 18 kids. So then you still don't like
him.
Oh, them.
Yeah. And yeah. he's married and he's going to lie about it anyway. Right.
Pretty much.
I mean, yeah.
So hey, then you get a
3 months later, hey, I know. We got
to
talk.
I need to tell you something.
There's something I need to tell you.
Right. And just like in the strip club, the thing is, the great thing about being in a strip club is you don't have to lie.
You don't have to lie.
You don't have to lie. Not only do I not care that you're married, I want you to be.
I would love for you to be married.
I want you to be married and happily married, and you just want to come look at me or something and give me money. I do not want you to want me like that. I need you to be so vested in your wife and family that you would never think of leaving them. That's what I want.
Didn't we have this conversation?
Probably. Probably. That's what, and this, and so for women whose husbands go to the strip club, for clarity, generally speaking, that stripper don't want your husband.
Not at all. She's got her own shitty boyfriend at home driving her car.
Dropping her off to work and going to see his other girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't, if you find a chick, well, first of all, if your husband's going to pay somebody for sex, it might happen. You know, he might find somebody in a strip club, but at the same time, he might find somebody at Kroger, too. So, I mean, it can go down anywhere pretty much. But do what I think that what women don't get is that the stripper, generally speaking, doesn't want your husband.
No.
I don't want your husband. But what I do want to do, I want your husband to pay me to get him all worked up and then come home to you.
I want your husband to pay me to not tell you.
Right. Or pay me to go away, whichever one it may be.
That's right.
Right. So it's one of those deals where women who don't go into strip clubs or make the assumption that everybody in there is a whore or that, oh my gosh, they don't have any self-respect because, you know, they take their clothes off for money as opposed to people who take their clothes off for no money, which is amazing. I don't know when did no
I
money.
I had this discussion recently and, you know, you can talk about, talk down about the lifestyle all you want, but if you only get paid once a year when your tax return comes off your whoop-whoop, opening your legs, if that's all it's gotten you is four baby daddies and it's six kids, where are your priorities?
And I think I do understand that stripping, dancing, entertaining, whatever you want to call it, is not for everyone. However, because it's not for you, doesn't necessarily mean that it's just a bad deal. Because there's lots of women that who would never think that they would be strippers.
Right.
But they were married, happily married. They, what is Matthew asking me?
What show is this?
It's called Bree TV, Matthew. Did you catch that? Go like the page.
Go like the page.
It's called Bree TV and I'm Bree.
Bree _ T, V.
Yes. There's a picture of a delightful black woman with her head cocked slightly to the left.
But we know better.
Poles. But anyway, a lot of times with women, you get, you know, you're married, you have kids, and you think everything is good. And then for whatever reason, your marriage goes to shit. And, you know, your husband, who was nice and loving 3 months ago, all of a sudden is pretty much on the fuck you train.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want to, you know, the divorce is, he's looking at the divorce. He doesn't want to give up the money. So basically, he's trying to starve you out financially so that whatever he offers you, you will take it. And you have to have bills to pay. Or you have bills you need to pay. And he's not worried about you and the kids. He's not whatever. You know, like, who is this monster I've been fucking for 10 years? I don't know who this dude is. And why doesn't he care about our children eating or having a roof over right. their head? And then you look and you understand, okay, you know what? I got to make some money and I got to make some money fast.
Mm-hmm.
But you got a girlfriend or your girlfriend has a friend or a sister who
dances. Or you got a baby cousin. We've all seen the Players Club.
Right, right. And you have some contact into this world. So you then go into a club and depending on what your deal is, you go into this, you know, you go into a club and you go, they take you someplace, they get you some shoes, get you a tea bag. And get you a dress of some sort. Mm. And you go in there. Hopefully you go in with a friend who can kind of show you the ropes. But you sit in the corner by yourself looking all timid. Not quite sure what to do. And, you know, they walk you through everything. And then next thing you know, you're on stage.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah. And
shit just got real.
Right. especially if you don't know how to dance. Because the funny thing is, we always, as soon as they tell me somebody, oh my God, you should see this girl dance.
Oh, I love it.
I don't care whose face I'm on. I will jump off of a face and run out that door and go stand and stare. It is the funniest thing in the world to me.
Did you ever dance with that girl that used to dance at Baby Doll? She'd come over every once in a while to some clubs and she'd just and do the Roger Rabbit. And she'd have a smile on her face the whole time. It was before Styles' time. But yes. It was a trip.
No, but we do have one that I really like at the club where I am now. And she likes to entertain. So she may be on stage with like a pink felt cowboy hat with the wiring in it. But it's all bent up and crazy.
Girl.
Looking. Yeah. So basically, a lot of times you will find yourself in a situation where you need to
make the ends meet.
Right. You got to figure something out. And while you may not under normal circumstances decide, hey, you know what? I think I'm going to go be a stripper. Under normal circumstances, maybe not. You got three kids looking at you and you staring down the barrel of rent or a mortgage, then it can change your mind.
It changed my mind, but here we are.
Right.
Would have never brought us together.
Right. Absolutely. Because I am the only person who's never birthed a child but has children. And they're all grown. I walked into grown children. To adult children.
It's better for your body.
Right? But you know what's funny for me is that certain people gravitated toward me. You gravitated to me.
Because you were really mean to me. Not mean to me, but you didn't lie to me. You didn't baby powder my ass.
That's called honest. That's yes. Not called mean. I was honest.
I will say real. Just real.
I don't know.
Just don't put up with my bullshit. I loved it. That's why I have the same nail lady for years and years, because she's not nice to me either.
She's not lying?
No.
Well, I mean,
she hates when I'm late. Structure. I need structure, Brian.
Oh, you better tell why you're calling me Brian.
Because her name is Brianna.
And I have a man voice. I do a tranny
voice.
That's
not why.
That's why other people do. That's my tranny voice. That's my tranny.
I just like to say Brian.
Oh, yeah. That's his name when he's talking. Well, I don't know what you ladies are doing, but I need a tampon. I think I'm about to start my cycle. So, it's my tranny voice.
Lord.
My engineer's in the other room with company, and they're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Bless this mess.
I could be, but I own it. My crazy works for me. So I thought that's what it was.
No, I call you Brian because it's Brian. Well, that's I don't know. I just like Brian. To say it.
Yeah, I named him Brian too, and that's just kind of my thing. But I just, you know what? I've never been one for lying to people like that, and I have always felt like sometimes girls are in situations in the club where they need that. They need that because if you have somebody that's in there, because you and I know they're girls who have folks, they mm-hmm. have people. Mm-hmm. And when you run across those girls and you see, like I've always been able to tell when a chick is just being beaten down, when yeah. she is being broken by a dude,
mm-hmm.
when he is, no matter what she's doing, no matter, she can be the sweetest kid. And he's trying to break her. He's doing everything. And it's a little bit. And then once he sees, he starts to get her to bend a little bit. He goes harder. And I was explaining this to my mother. We had a conversation about me being in a strip club and my mom is a Christian. So I was trying to explain to her how God's work is not always in the church, nor is it always done by church people. I told her, because if you are a child or if you have a child, you can ring the bell too when something's said that you enjoy. You're supposed to ring the bell. I forget all the time.
I do that at Kroger. I always give them the what's up at the Kroger.
But if you had a daughter, whatever your beliefs are, I'm always stunned that people can't get past their personal beliefs. But whatever your beliefs are, if you have a child who is in that industry, because whether she chose to be there or she somehow was forced into it or she just made a bad decision, however she ended up there, I promise you would rather she come in contact with me.
Right.
Than some of those other people.
Oh, yeah. I've seen you grill the shit out of some girls when they open their stupid mouth and try to tell you, well, it's okay, and this is okay, and that's,
mm-mm.
I mean, that's how it is, right?
Mm-mm.
Right,
yeah.
Right, Brianna?
No. No, that's not. I you know what?
But all my friends do it.
Mm-mm. I cannot. And you know, it's actually really whenever I tell people that, I go, "Oh, you need to be careful." And I don't actually really think about it like that in terms
of my
safety.
Well, you're not going and picking them up off the side of the road, or
and I'm not snatching you out of that dude's arms and running you to my house. I'm just, you know,
we know better. I've done that.
No, I ain't doing that. No, because
that lasts about 48 hours tops, and then they go right back.
Right, and then
they're not allowed to talk to you anymore.
Then he knows where you live because she done went back and told everything. So yeah. Now you can't go home and be comfortable. Every bump in the night, you think is him, so you shooting
Girl,
shit
I wish,
up.
I wish the motherfucker would. I really do every day.
You wish they would every day.
Every day, just somebody.
Just some random somebody.
Come and get it.
Because you giving it away. Like
no,
candy.
Hey,
come and get it. Oh my God, yeah. So yeah, and I've been in a club now, and I see girls, and I understand that they thought it was something. Somebody sold them a dream,
mm-hmm.
and they thought it was one thing, and then
Instagram does not help. Can we just talk about it?
Right,
it does not help.
Girl, please, I'm half-assed on Instagram. I post pictures.
Oh,
and go on. I probably follow 10 people on Instagram.
On break, I'll show you some hashtags.
Good.
Some hashtags, and you'll get some good. And you're like, really? Girls, really? Like, yeah, you can just hit the inbox, and that girl's packing everything she got in a damn garbage bag, and she coming to you. Metro bus.
Oh, my God.
She coming to you. Daddy!
You're so silly. Yeah, it's I really wish that parents knew or got it. You know, if you have a kid that, if you have a daughter that is in that industry or ends up in that industry, the thing, or if you're mad at your kid, whatever they're doing, I know they can get on your nerves, but I promise, do not throw your daughters out into the world, because you are throwing them out there to dudes that are waiting for them. They are waiting to get your kids. And mm-hmm. unfortunately, there's not enough of me to go around, you know? I can only get to certain ones, and only if they're listening.
And only if they paid $30 to get their face done.
Right, because you can't come and stand around talking to me. Unless they're really bad. If they're really pitiful, then I'm like, hey, come here. Come over here.
Mm.
And I give them the mama voice. I don't, you know, I'm like, what is going on with you? Are you okay? What are you doing? Well, you know, whatever they say. And I go, okay, well, I'm going to check on you every day.
Mm-hmm.
So every day they come in there, I may tell them, yeah, I'm going to talk to you. I said, I know you ain't supposed to talk to people, but I'm going to talk to you. So when you come by, you can pick your little head up and go ahead and speak to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, hey, Miss Brianna, whatever you're going to say. You
pass
go ahead
me a note on a BevNap.
Right. Look, take this number and memorize it. If you need some help, you better call. Because,
But you know what? That's what they want.
That's what they need. And the thing is, people think that in that industry, that's just what it is. That's not necessarily the case. It's not so much that, like, most girls don't have pimps. And people always ask you, well, are most of the girls in there gay? Well, fuck, I don't know. I don't sleep with girls. I think sometimes girls are gay because they're drunk or high, you know?
Or they want attention. That's, like, the biggest thing. I would say ages. Now, it used to be like 18. Now, we're starting them out about 13. Thanks to social media, we're going to start them out at 13, pretending like they're 16, hollering at motherfuckers that are 18.
Yeah.
It's all about validation. They're doing it for the likes.
Which is crazy.
It's horrible.
I'm so glad. Oh, Lord.
Give me some money. I'll do this all day. I can do this all day. Mm-hmm. Give me some money, damn it.
I had
pay
so
a bill.
Glad we didn't have A, social media, and B, cell phones when I was a kid. Because my eyebrows were like squirrel tails. I had a mustache.
I was skinny. Don't get me started.
I had this little microphone stand.
Don't get me started.
And not that I'm not much, but that I'm much bigger than that now. But I am a grown-up. But I'm telling you, oh, my God. I would hate for everything.
It doesn't go away either.
Right. I can't remember that I did that much, but at almost 50, I will admit that I could have forgotten a lot of things. They just disappeared back there. But I don't really think I did a whole lot. But I'm really happy that there's no photographic proof of what I may or may not have done.
I'm telling you.
I don't want to deal with it.
The negatives have already been in the sun too long.
Oh my God. I had to tell somebody the other day, I was at a girlfriend's birthday party, and this dude kept taking random pictures with my phone. And I go, would you fucking knock it off? You're wasting my film. He looked at me like I had a horn on my forehead. He was like, what? It ain't no film.
Last of that wine almost came all the way up.
I know ain't no film in that stupid phone, doofus. I want you to stop taking pictures. You're wasting up my space and you're not even taking good pictures.
That's like when I get into like arguments with people on the cell phone. I'm like, get off my phone. You're wasting my minutes. I only got 2 text messages left.
Stupid. That's just me. That's a polite way to tell them you don't want to talk to them anymore.
Stop it.
I want to talk to you. This is not funny. Yeah. So anyway. So basically, a lot of questions that people have, it's easy enough to answer them. I think a lot of times too, women are, I don't want to say frigid, but not sexually developed or free. Like, meaning their sexuality.
Right.
So they don't understand, they could never see themselves in a strip club. And not that I could.
I think women just started having orgasms on the regular like 30 years ago. So we got a way to go.
Possibly. Orgasms by themselves.
Woo! We'll say 20 years on that one. We'll say 10 years that they start admitting to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think just because sexually women can be repressed, so they don't, they kind of don't own it. And the thing is that you see it all the time in strip clubs when girls come in there and then they've been there for like a couple weeks, maybe a month, and they start to walk a little straight up.
They walk different. They dress different.
Yes.
They start doing their makeup different.
Yes. They have gotten that. They have got a little taste of that power, if you will, that you get when you know that you can.
I love it.
Yeah, when you can hold somebody, you can get and hold someone's attention. And especially if you are an elite chick that can talk them out of money.
Yes!
Yeah, if you can talk them out of money, then you're good. Plug my phone in, please, because that's what's happening over there. On the bottom, please, and thank you. But when they once they see that and realize that they can do that, then they're kind of like, whoa, what the hell? And then they realize, but sometimes it goes a little far where
you think
they feel like they don't want to talk to you. Like, I'm not talking to you. Who are you to just talk to me, you know? And it's kind of like, okay, well, I get it, but,
For me, are we breaking?
No. Basically because the phone unplugged or I didn't plug it in. Yeah, if you turn it on, it'll do whatever it's going to do. You guys can still hear us because it was running out the battery. But anyway, yeah, so a lot of times stripping, you see young girls or young women coming to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they start off one way and 3 months later, 4 months later, 6 months later, especially if they go to a different club, when they come back, it's a completely different girl. She went and got her hair highlighted and got her nails
she
done.
She got tracks now.
Right.
Remy, too.
Like, who is this lady? Ma'am, I'm sorry. Yeah. Do I know you? And they come in talking to you like they've been there. Like, they wasn't brand new 3 days ago.
Oh, yeah. I love it. They changed their name and everything.
Right. Pick a new name.
Oh, well, I know I was tropical, but now my name is Venice. Because that's more grown.
And I hate names of cities.
I danced with a girl. Her name, Missouri. Is that the Miss Me State?
Mississippi. Missouri. The Show Me State.
Show Me State.
Yeah, that would be my home state. What you about to say about us?
No, that's just her name.
Okay, keep talking.
Her name was Missouri, and she was the Show Me State.
Well, that could be bad.
Okay, girl. Live your truth.
Well, I don't like, so you guys are clear. This phone is wearing me out. Venice, Italy,
Paris,
Tyler, Paris,
Tokyo, China, Milan.
Oh my God, Milan.
Vegas, Cali.
Oh my God, the shame. The shame.
My favorite one. I went one time next door after hours. You know where I went. Next door. And this girl danced by the name Felony. Isn't that charming? That's a charming name. If I was an old, rich, white man, I couldn't wait to get my hands on a girl named Felony.
Well, maybe that's what they're
just saying.
For.
Just saying. Also, you know, we were talking about validation. We were talking about the likes. And we're talking about girls doing it to feel pretty or, you know, whatever. I mean, yeah, I feel pretty when I get my makeup done. Thanks, Bree.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Nisa. Thanks, Jesse. Thanks, Shish. Shameful plug.
Right.
But there's no other kind of validation. Like when you wake up and you count $1,500.
Right.
That's validation. That makes me feel pretty. That makes me feel sexy. Not some guy feeding me ones and stretching it out on the song and the ones fell on the floor. So now he's going to go pick them up off the floor and re-tip me with the same dusty-ass ones. Also, side note, another little thing I like to do when I'm in a two-story club is I love to throw money on the floor when it's in a walking path and they know good and goddamn well that's not their money, and they will go and pick it up, and I'm just watching from the second floor. Is that wrong? It's a little social experiment. So I like it.
Like the people who glue quarters to the floor?
Exactly.
And stand around, you're an asshole. That's an asshole move.
It's not, because it's still money. They're still walking away with it. I didn't glue it down. But I'm going to laugh about it. You know that's not your money, girl. Put that money down.
Well, what are you going to do when it's a dollar in the strip club and it's on the floor? It could belong to anybody. Are you supposed to stand up and go, hey, whose dollar is it? It's a fucking dollar. Just fucking take it.
Take it, bitch.
People do that when they're walking into the door because, you know, I'm right there inside the door in the dressing room. And so people may walk in and have, you know, their dollars on them or whatever, and got dollars two or
two. Little grass skirt. Hey!
Well, you know, their little money, a couple dollars may fall off. And I go, hey, sweetie, you left your money or you dropped some money. I always tell them, because that dollar or two may be that round 20 that you need, or you know what I mean? So here, oh my God, don't let somebody else see it. They will stand up in an effort to be overly honest. Oh, hey, somebody dropped money. It's a dollar. Take it.
Girl.
Everybody walk past here for 3.5 minutes. We don't know who that dollar belongs to. It's yours. Go ahead. Feel okay about
Finder's
it.
Fee.
Right. And just quit dicking around. Or they could be like the DJ, the daytime DJ, who every day that I work with him, he gives me $1.
Four?
I don't know. Every day. Sometimes
he's tipping you?
I guess. Sometimes it's crumpled up.
He trying to get it or what?
Oh, no. He looks like if he takes his hat off, his hair comes off with it. So, no. Well, I don't know if he's trying to get
it or
like not.
Those baseball hats from the late 80s, early 90s with the ponytail?
His doesn't have a ponytail. It's just like a bunch of shaggy black hair. But I'm positive if he takes that hat off that the hair comes off with it.
Well, that's fun.
For who? No. And he may be trying to get it. I'm not trying to give it to him. So that and throwing out a dollar ain't the way to get it done.
I know that's right.
That ain't the way to get it done. Not even a little bit.
Recycled ass dollar.
Right. That came out of some sweaty crack. Cause
somewhere.
Some stripper gave it to him and he's giving it to me.
I don't care if the bartender gave it to me. It came out of somebody's ass.
Or had coke on it.
Like, that's any money, though.
Right, but that's still, well, 80% of the money in America has cocaine and ass juice on it. Because it has been through a strip.
Sounds like a party.
Oh, my God. Shut up. Okay, so we're transitioning out as she sits here drinking wine. What kind of weirdo do I have on this show?
You knew.
Right, I can't deny it either, can I?
I will say that my three biggest inspirations, we've already talked about Joanne the Scammer, Anna Nicole Smith, and Maya Angelou.
What? Don't you throw Maya Angelou in that bucket of trash. No, you don't.
You stop.
No, she belongs to us. I'm not letting you have her.
Joanne belongs to you.
No, you can have Joanne because Joanne is suspect. We don't know. Joanne could be whatever. We don't know. Joanne is a can't tell. Maya Angelou is us, for real. Yeah, no.
Why is this got to be a black thing? I'm talking about women's.
Everything is a black thing. Joanne ain't even a girl.
It's about frame of mind, Brianna.
Okay, you're right. So let's get to this. As I roll my eyes. And Maya Angelou inspired you how?
I mean, because.
Did you read Phenomenal Woman?
Phenomenal Woman, that's me. She gonna try to pop quiz me.
No, I'm asking you, like, was that
your... I love
it. Then I was serious. I was asking you that. Every time I think about that, I always flash back to Beauty Shop.
Never seen it.
Woodard. Are you kidding me?
I love Alfred Woodard, but not on. I can't do the barbershop beauty shop.
I'm telling you.
I can't do Tyler Perry.
No. Listen. No, ma'am.
And don't start defending Tyler Perry now.
I'm not even talking about Tyler Perry. I don't care. I can't have do Tyler Perry. That's not my deal. And I don't know how people go see the plays either, but I just, not my deal.
Madea Goes Boo, or what was it?
I don't know.
Listen,
I am not responsible for anything that Tyler Perry does. He is representing a different segment of the black population than I belong to. And that's cool because Tyler's great. He has a great story to tell, but I don't know. I'm talking, Queen Latifah's in it. It's good.
I love me some Queef Latina.
Yes, it's good. Queen Latifah, Cheryl Underwood. Shout out Cheryl.
Hey.
It's a work for Cheryl.
I'm all about Eve, though. I ain't mad at her. Even though she was in Barbershop, on the
well, yeah, I was
going to
say, Eve wasn't in this one. It was Alfred Woodard, Queen Latifah. What's her name that was on The View? Sherry Shepherd is in it. She's hilarious.
I love me some Sherry Shepherd.
She's pregnant
on 30 Rock.
Oh, my God. See, the hilarious. Jimin Hunsu with his fine self.
I thought Idris was your man. Idris.
Idris, and he is. I can have more than one. It's make-believe.
Ooh, you a hoe.
Make-believe, yes. Yeah, yes, in my head, yes, absolutely. But it is just because Alfred Woodard is like super black, and they end up, Queen Latifah buys this shop that Miss Evangeline owned, and so she goes in and paints everything up and makes it really nice and buys new little furniture.
I will give you beauty shop, and I will raise you that crazy hoe from Poetic Justice.
What? You know, a lot
yes.
of places I've seen Poetic Justice.
She said, because all I do is dress and rest. Because love don't live here no more. She said, he ain't got no credit cards. Oh, no, that's where you messed up in the first place. Y'all girls don't know your coochie from a hole in the wall. But you're going to find out. And that's true. And you know it. And we've seen it. We've seen some girls. They think they're grown. They think they are grown as hell. Brianna.
That the idea.
And then they go to the hospital a week later because they had a tampon in for 4 fucking days because they fucking forgot. They forgot how to be a woman. They're not grown.
No. There's a lot of that going on. And I really don't. Well, first of all, I just want to tell you that back to Beauty Shop because I think, what's her name, is hilarious. Alfred Woodard is hilarious to me.
I love Alfred Woodard.
But she gives them uniform smocks. Like, they all have to wear the same smock.
Yeah.
So Alfred Woodard puts a mud cloth on her, talking about going back to the motherland or something. And she starts doing Phenomenal Woman. Hilarious. It is. It's funny. You need to watch it so we can talk about this.
I will watch it.
I appreciate that. And Della Reese is in it, too.
Mm.
She comes in.
Oh, angel-looking ass.
God. She comes in and they ask her if she want a glass of water, and she tells them yeah, because it's like a new salon, they've a new owner, and she goes, oh, I'm not used to this kind of service. So they put a glass of water down there. She takes her teeth out and put her teeth in the water.
Oh,
it's
man.
Your kind of show. It's
okay.
Your kind of show. You'll like it.
I'll watch it.
But yes, what happens is a lot of times
it's wine, Jamie Darnell.
Oh yeah, it's definitely
it's
wine, Jamie.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Called
New Zealand.
Cupcake or something like that,
it
or whatever.
It's called Cupcake.
I saw it.
Thanks for the plug. Maybe we'll get a sponsor.
Yes, she's drinking wine. Yeah.
It was water before Jesus made magic.
Right. She talked to Jesus about this.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yeah, there's lots of girls that come in there. Jamie, you need to call in. You can come on the show. You want to call us?
Absolutely. We would love to have a visitor.
Jamie, call us. 214-717-4827. Anybody else who wants to call can call, too. But call us, Jamie. Yeah, so, yeah, we see lots of chicks that come in and think they have an idea of what the world is or what it's going to be. But what they think it is not based on any experience.
I will tell you that one time a friend of mine, you know, Eudocia, we went to Austin.
Wait a minute. After the baby goes to bed, Jamie, we only on till 8 o'clock.
Baby.
Tell King to get his little grown ass in the bed.
Went to Austin. Let me just tell you, this was only 4 years ago. I don't know if it's gotten any different, but we came in full makeup, full hair, clothes, shoes, ready to go. And we're looking around. These girls are so lazy, Brianna. Sitting around on their phone in the back. They don't
know. You love that, though?
I love it. At the end of the night, we made, between the two of us, probably $1,200. We're just sitting there counting all our money. Just, we just did circles, ran circles around these girls.
Wondering how it happened.
No, this girl was counting her money. She said, oh, I made $80. That means I can get those sheets I wanted from Walmart. Thank you for playing. Have a nice night. We'll see. We'll be back again next week. Yup.
They don't know how to hustle.
You know what? The hustle is not anything you can learn. I can't sit here and write a book about it. You know, it's a pimp saying it's in you, not on you. Meaning it doesn't matter what you wear. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Anything. It matters your capability. And you could, and I've seen it happen before, a girl that was wearing a white dress, or it used to be a white dress. It's now a nice tan color. But she will still go out there and she will still make that money.
You know what, too? And that's,
it's a frame of mind.
Jamie, 214-717-4827. Okay. It definitely is. And a lot of it has to do with what you know about men or what you know about yourself.
Yes.
You know, if you
we're sideways again, Bree.
Only on your computer because mine is right. Mm. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, mine is good. Yeah, but it really depends on what you know. Like, seriously, what you know. If you understand, like,
it's about how you talk to people. Right. You have to command your presence.
And listening to men. Because, in essence, they come in there because they want you to listen to them. Mm-hmm. Unless they ask you something and then they want you to talk because they're trying to, you know, they are having a conversation. But by and large, you get dudes who want you to listen to them. So they will tell you whatever they're telling you, which is one of the things that I always thought was weird when people go, well, that's not really a job. You can put her in. It's Jamie.
Hey there, buddy.
Hey, James. What's going on?
Oh, hey. What's going on?
Hi.
Hi. Wait, did I just hear you guys say that somebody made $80?
Okay, yes. Well, hold on a second. Hang on. This is Jamie, and Jamie is a veteran in the game. So, Stella, you need to tell her what you just said about the $80 so Jamie can hop right in here.
Well, what I was saying is I went with a friend of mine, and we went to Austin, Texas, and we stood out like sore thumbs. I'll tell you that girls from Dallas look a lot different from little girls that are rolling out of bed, you know, little students in UT or whatever. And we ran circles around them. They didn't know where the money was. We could just close our eyes and just land in a motherfucker's lap. And I do have a trick for that. I do have a little special move that I like to do that started in Austin, but I will not share it because it's mine and y'all got to get your own. But
I believe Magic Don Juan Pimp, whatever, what is his name?
Pimp Don Magic Juan.
Whatever. He said the game is to be sold, not told.
That's right.
That's the extent. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Give away what you had to learn.
Teamwork makes the cream work.
The game is to be sold and not told, and teamwork makes the dream work is the extent of my pimp game.
Those are words to live by.
Cliches.
So basically, Stella's saying that they went and made like $1,200, and some girl was saying that, you know, she made $80 so she could go buy sheets or whatever she was.
She finally got that money to get those sheets she wanted.
My sister makes more than that at her friggin' Square job.
Yeah, but you know, if you're a small town, you don't know. She's the chick that we're talking about. She's the chick that if she comes to Dallas,
and she's going to get ate up.
Right. She's either going to sink or swim. She's going to figure it out.
Oh, well, yeah. That's anybody. Either you're going to do it or you ain't. You're going to get some money or you're not.
Right. But, you know, we're just talking about how girls, when they start, like the thing that makes them start dancing initially, and then how you're in there and what transitions you out of it.
And really, once you're in there and you're in the thick of it, it's sink or swim. You're either going to come out of it and cash out and walk away from the table, like, you know, absolutely, like a gamble, or you're going to be stuck there. You're going to get sucked in some kind of lifestyle. You're going to, you know.
But I think this comes from your upbringing, too. If you really came for nothing, you're not going to go and settle for nothing. If you, you know, if you end up wanting something out of life, you're going to work for it. It just really depends on if they get caught up in the drinking and the drugs.
I mean, that's true, but I'll say that when I wait
most
tables, I drink way more than ever.
What'd you say, Jamie?
Most people that don't make any money are caught up in drinking and drugs.
And you know what I have found out? I have found, too, that once you have danced, if you were ever really in the game, in that stripping game, or
it's like
gang,
Rocky, you don't retire.
Yeah, you're always in. As a former dancer, there I learned so much that when men hit on me now, I know right away, I have zero patience for it. I know it's bullshit when the first syllable rolls off their tongue and I'm looking at them like, really?
Yep.
I used to get paid to listen to this.
I do too. It's like, I can know if they're going to give me some money or not.
You know, in the first 5 minutes.
Well, and I told you my deal with the...
You know, I don't even dance anymore. I don't go to the club and work anymore, but, you know...
You know, I'd be lying if I said I work full time, I go to school, I do a lot of shit, but sometimes I just want to go in there just to, I call it the hunt. I like the hunt. I love it. It's a thrill. I don't even need the money. And that's what makes it even more fun.
You can hunt anywhere.
But I'm not.
Jamie's game is different. Jamie's playing a different game.
Oh, no. I'm in for the kill.
No. Trust me. Jamie's playing a different game there, baby.
Well, for me, it's, you know, I was talking about people go in it for the likes and all that.
You want those likes?
Like it for their Instagram,
I want those likes.
Snapchat.
Yeah, no, I don't social media. I don't document my life at the club, but... it does feel really good to have your rent paid and everything already paid. You walk in there, you don't even need the money. I'm just there to just be petty and take it.
but here's the thing, at that point,
it's easier to make it at that point.
Of course, the pressure is completely off your shoulders.
I don't even think that it's being petty. I think that that's smart because I constantly have to tell girls.
Petty. I want all of it.
Right. When they come in and they're like, oh, you know what? I made $800 last night, or I made $800 and then you don't see them for a week. What is that $800
doing? You just made $200 for 4 days.
Right, you just broke your money down over that many days.
Oh, no, we're getting it. It's a high for me.
It's always an adrenaline rush, especially after you've made, like, a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. And that's when you can tell what you're in the game for.
Right.
You know, unless it happens to coincide with, you know what, I'm tired and I really need a vacation. I really need a break or whatever. Yeah. But that wasn't, like, my deal is... Right. I worked 5 days a week.
I made a ton of money. Sometimes I can't sleep that whole night because I'm so excited.
Yeah, and ready to get back to get some more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you ready to get back and make some more money.
I laugh at when, I'm going to take the... Girl, why? You're on a hot. You're doing it. It's like when you quit in Vegas.
You're on a hot roll.
Yeah, you can't stop.
Yeah,
when you're
there's.
On a streak,
I have
if
girls.
You're doing, like, really good. You can't stop because then you'll break your streak.
Right. Because it's the Jordan rule, or you know, it's like, man, Jordan. Jordan at some point, sometime in his career, could just fucking shoot it up. He could be running backwards, and flip it up over his head, and it would bank off the glass and go in. And he just could do it. It just because he was in that zone. When you are in the zone, you need to stay in the zone.
Mm-hmm.
You have to stay in the zone because at some point it's going to break, but you need to make as much as you can possibly
make.
And
you're so full of confidence at that point. You're just like hard-pressed to not just walk up to motherfuckers and say, give me your money right now, damn it. Now, put your wallet on the table. Here's my boobs.
Oh my God, you're stupid.
It worked though.
Right. But I know somebody right now who has two kids staying with someone else. You got two kids and don't have your own place.
Mm-mm.
And you went on a vacation.
But I bet she has a Gucci bag though.
I don't think she's even that cool.
I've never bought a designer bag before.
What'd you say, Jamie?
I thought I got a whole grandson over here.
She said she has a whole grandson. He's adorable too, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, it just, their priorities are not right. And because I don't have children, I haven't had to raise a child from, you know, the cradle on, from the womb on. I don't know what people are doing with these children, how these daughters are getting out into the world like this and just not having good sense. Are their parents not instilling good sense?
Well, it's like what we were talking about at lunch.
No, you can't say that.
No, I'm not saying it. I'm asking the question.
Take it or they're not.
No.
Yeah, no, I'm asking the question. I'm not saying that they didn't, that their parents didn't do it. I'm just saying, I don't know, when you get out into the world.
I think it's the internet.
Well, Stella said that.
It is.
No,
and
I think these kids get very caught up in what's going on the internet, and they don't really believe in reality.
Yeah, anymore. There's no sense of reality. They've lost all touch with reality. They become socially inept. They only know how to communicate behind a screen.
They can't write in cursive.
I think we've all been guilty of typing LOL when we're not really laughing out loud.
No, I can't say that.
I do chuckle. I say chuckle. Because sometimes I am chuckling.
Say LOL if I do.
Usually
not
when
laugh.
I say LOL, I'm not LOLing, but my sister can, I know she's watching, Stephanie can too. We can hear each other laugh. I'll send her a meme from the next room and just hear her roaring or vice versa. And we really are LOLing, but we're not really typing that. So it's usually when we're not LOLing that we're typing it. But no, it's you know,
crazy.
Like what we were talking about at lunch. About parents having a false sense of security. You can raise your child, you can cram Jesus down your kid's throat all day long. Ugh. That's not going to mean that they're going to marry in a church. That doesn't mean they're not going to go have sex. It doesn't mean they're not going to be gay. It doesn't mean that they're not going to take money out your purse when you fall asleep or sneak out the window at night. It just means you're trying. I guess I'm not a parent, so I really can't.
If I could go back, I would not let my daughter have internet access at a young age. I mean, she didn't have internet access till she was like 12, but I wouldn't allow it. My friend, she did it different. She didn't allow her kids internet access at a young age, not till they were 14, 15. So they just now got on the internet like 2 years ago, and they turned out much better than my kids. So...
Well, you can't even blame it. You can't even blame the internet. It could just be personality. Everybody's got different personalities, stronger personalities.
Yeah, but I think what she's saying is whatever her daughter's personality is, maybe had she waited a little bit to expose her to the internet, she may have been better prepared.
Yeah, because
for
my daughter did get sucked into a lot of things like we had a lot of tragedies, so she had got sucked in on like some emo websites. You know, stuff like that. I would wish I would go back and do different.
Jamie, let me ask you, would you be upset if your daughter were a dancer?
If she was honest about it. If she came to you honest, this is what I'm going to do, Mom. I'm going to go here. I've already did my homework. And
this is the thing. If my daughter was doing it to take care of her child, like...
What if she was in school full-time?
I did to take care of her. That would be something different. But... I have a different set of circumstances. I'm taking care of him, so yeah, she's out doing some other stuff. So,
well, what if she just determined that she wanted to do that? That she, you know, that's how she wanted to make money. And let's say she's good at it, you know, that she can go in and she can make good money dancing, and has, you know. She gives you money for the kid, or she gets herself together, you know, and gets the kid. Would that be cool?
If she was doing those things to take care of her child, then that would be one thing. But again, she's not doing those things to take care of her child right now. She's just running the streets. Now, if she was doing something to slow her life down, take care of her child, then that would be different. But if you're just doing it to go get high and drink and fuck your life off, no, I'm not for it. The whole thing is I did a whole lot of stuff to put you in different situations and afford you the best neighborhoods, the best schools, and that's how I know when you post things like white kids, suburban kids are doing more drugs and hardcore drugs. That's how I know, because I grew up in an urban area. We weren't doing those things. But now you go to the white schools, they are doing those things.
Yeah, and they tend to have more disposable money than
not like that. Their parents think the world of them. They live in a world of delusion and are quite honestly are just too selfish. How many times do you go to a restaurant, you see mom and dad? I see this all the time because I work in restaurants. Mom and dad are having martinis and sipping the night away, and their hooligan-ass kids are running all over the goddamn restaurant. Now, that's only when they're four or five.
No, I don't play those games.
Well, no, I'm talking about prominent, like, you know, I'm talking about Highland Park mothers and how they have their head in the sand and how their kids are the best thing ever, no matter how shitty they are in real life. Because it's never underestimate the power of denial.
Yeah. And I think maybe in some of those situations, they sold out for the money.
To buy drugs.
What'd you say, Jamie?
I said they have to get the money to buy drugs, and they get that money from their parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or nowadays, they're just stealing it because their moms are usually, you have the prominent family. I know my daughter had a friend, Christina, and her mom, I quit letting her go over there because I was like, is that late? So every time I talk to her, I'm like, is she drunk? She's like, it's the middle of the day. you do want to go to Christina's because you guys aren't being supervised over there. My mom's probably passed out by 6.
Oh, yeah. I have a friend. Her brother is a sophomore, I believe, junior in high school, goes to Highland Park High School. I won't lie. You know, we dabbled. I smoked weed from the end of 7th grade all the way up. Now, did I do it at home? Was I bold enough to take my friends to my house and drink in the house and sneak alcohol and sneak, you know, for him girls, for me boys, sneak boys, you know, while mom's just doing her thing? No. But these kids, yes. Because mom's usually halfway drunk. Or out with the friends, or, you know, just their kids cannot do anything.
Y'all
wrong.
Are not going to slander these Highland Park mothers like this on my show.
Girl.
This is a goddamn family show, and I am not going to let you all talk shit about those drunk and pill popping high ladies. That's not what we're doing
here. I'm all about it, because, you know, that's how I'm going to be as a mom. I'd rather you do it in the house, sweetheart.
I'm going to slap you in your face if you try that.
No, I wasn't that type of mom, but I still caught her doing the bullshit.
No, I'm totally going to be that type of mom.
Yeah, that's different. It's different. There's a difference between you saying, yeah, it's okay, and your kid.
But at the same time, my mom was that type of mother, and I don't sit around and smoke. And I did used to smoke weed when I was 18. I did it for, like, maybe 2 years. But I don't even care to do it. But
it never interested me. And that's how somebody's always asking me how I managed to escape being a dancer or just being in a strip club, because this is like 18 or 19 years for me now, how I managed to be in this industry as long as I have and not drink and have never been high, haven't been drunk, and they don't understand. And I'm like, it just never appealed to me.
I mean, people are surprised that I've never used cocaine, and, like, that's a shocker to some people.
I have. Not my thing.
I never have.
Not my thing.
I can't even say that I didn't do it because, I don't know, I just didn't. But, you know, it's funny when the first couple years that I danced, I was at, what was it, Santa Fe the first night, and then I worked at DG's, if you can believe it. On day shift, girl.
Ooh, wee. Right. Talking about bullet holes. Bullet holes on stab wounds on bullet holes on sea scars.
All I'm saying. I was there for like 6 weeks. And then I
went to... That long?
Right. Girl.
Did you know how to make your booty clap at that point?
No, and I still don't. I don't...
And you made money
there? I think booty claps are... I think that booty is damp. And I think a damp booty
is... Are we talking about audible? Or just like making the booty cheeks...
No, if you can hear it clap, together. I believe that your ass is wet and you might want
to
go.
It's possible.
See, I just don't feel like you have to do all that to get no money.
And I'm not going to.
I'm not doing none of that.
Right. It didn't appeal to me. And that just wasn't ever my thing. I'm just not that chick. I'm really not. And I don't knock people that are, other than saying I think their booty is dirty and damp. But I went over to PT's to work, and I remember being in there and this dude... Came, he was talking.
There's
to
some
me.
Handsy ass Mexicans at PT, boy.
But I was there before they moved, so yeah. But that's a couple things. One, this dude was talking to me, and he was like, hey, yeah, yeah. He thought I was some other black girl. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you know the game. Okay.
Yeah, girl, I'm her.
Right.
I'm you her. Talk like you remember I'm her who they and are. Them some.
You know, just to see if you know, what they're going to give you, because you don't know. And if she did something that you're not willing to do, basically, you just bounce. You're out of there.
Right.
And so he was saying something to me, and this is how funny I am. He was like, hey, yeah, you want to do an 8-ball? I didn't even know what he was talking about.
You're like, oh, yeah, I want to ask the first question.
I had no idea what the hell he was talking about. And
Lord.
Yeah, I didn't know. I really did not know. And so he kept talking. But this was always my thing in the club. Whenever people would offer me drugs, because you know that's what they do. There's dudes that come in there that want to get you high and fucked up and try to get you out of the club. And dudes come in and try to roofie chicks. It's always something stupid, whatever they're doing. So my deal has always been, the way I make them go away, is go, oh, no, I have a heart murmur. And if I do cocaine, I'm going to die. Now, how you going to explain to the police why you got a dead black stripper in your place? You know, so then nobody
they
wants
make
to be,
movies about that.
Right. Then nobody wants to be bothered with me. So it's kind of going.
I never did drugs because I grew up around drugs. I know what happened. Some people that use drugs, they don't know what happened.
I knew what happened.
Yeah, I didn't want anything
to do with
it. I
still did it.
But I, you know what? And we were saying earlier that, you know, there's a process. There's a growth process in dancing. I remember the first night I made $500. And I remember because I was the dancer that I danced for it. I didn't have the game where I could talk dudes out of it. My thing was to be... was because what I found is a lot of times they felt like black women were not as attractive as other women, or in particular white women, or they felt like we weren't smart or whatever the deal was. So my thing was I was always funny, smart, sexy. I knew politics. I knew sports. I knew world events. I knew things so I could sit down and talk to them. And that's how I kind of got how I made money. But I would dance all the time. And I remember the first time that I danced and made $500. I was so fucking sore.
You must have done that table for table.
Right.
Ooh.
Right. But I was a new girl. You know, dance for dance shit. Every time.
Hell no. I'm going to sit here for 3 good old hours. I'm a...
Who knew that, though, when they were new? You know, I'm probably...
Yeah, everybody had to do that.
Couple, 3-4 months in.
I don't know if you remember the girl. She came with me to Silver 1 or 2 times. Little Mexican girl. It was the first girl my little running buddy. Mm-hmm. My last night of waitressing. When she saw me spill my tray 2 or 3 times, and she's like making fun of me, is our waitress drunk? I used to watch this girl, a little Mexican girl. She looked about 12 years old. She looked about 12 years old, and I didn't know at the time that she was 16. I thought that she was
16.
Yeah, I thought she was 18. She was maybe 17 at that point, but she took me under her wing, and I remember watching her when I was a waitress. And the way she moved her body, the way she danced, I'm a tomboy at that point. I don't know anything. I know how to have sex with my boyfriend. That's it. That's all. I didn't know how to move my body. I remember watching this girl. Oh, my God, the way she moves her body. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I could never do that.
And she was 16?
Yeah. And she became my little running buddy. And she took me under her wing. And she taught me that you really don't have to do that. She would like to do that dance for dance. But
I started dancing at 16.
Wow. How in the hell did that happen?
It was before BioVerify.
I snuck into a club with a girl, and this was in Detroit, and we had to, you used to have to audition. You used to have to hire an agent, and you'd do a time audition with this one agent, and they would tell you the agent if you were hired or not. But the girl was like, listen, the DJ doesn't really know if you're hired or not. They don't really go through a hiring process. They just tell the agent if you got the job, and then you go in and they tell you, the DJ asks your name, and then they tell you all the tip out, who you pay, you use this room, that room, that room. She told me all the prices for every room, and then so I went in with her, and the DJ came in and was like, what's your name? And I was like, it's Stephanie, and there he was like, okay, and that they let me in. I never gave them ID, nothing.
Wow.
Those were the good old days.
It's not a good old day to be 16 and dancing meatball.
And I worked there for 2 years.
Oh, my God. And your parent, your mother never knew?
She found out at one point, but at that point I had been taking care of myself since I was 15, and she was on, you know, had her problems, so... And I was taking care of my kids. There wasn't really nothing she could do. Me and my siblings had all moved out at that point.
Wow.
And she had her drug problem. So, and my dad was in prison. So, yeah.
Jeez. That's crazy. And I think, too, also, one of the things is, one of the reasons, first of all, dancing is... A little, I mean, it's different for everybody because every woman that dances is different. But when you when you're in a situation and there's a lot of pressure, I think that pressure forces you to learn, you know?
Yeah.
You learn and you pick up the game faster because though I wanted to make...
I got
to
feed my kid. I got a kid to feed and clothe and I'm 16, a 2-year-old. I got to do something.
Right. And that's why I was, like, for me... I wanted to make the money, but I wasn't in a dire situation. It wasn't life or death for me. I didn't have a kid depending on me. I didn't have any of that going on. So for me, it was a little different deal. And also, a lot of times you don't have, when you're in a club and you are black, first of all, if you're new in a club in general, if you don't have somebody to take you under their wing to show you, you learn it how you learn it.
Yep.
You know, and a lot of times chicks are not, they're not friendly like that because they feel like it's a, you're a threat to their money.
Yeah. Why are you going to split your money in half?
Right.
That's true. Those girls at that club, they were not nice. I never made one friend in there the whole 2 years. Nobody ever spoke to me the whole 2 years.
Yeah. Especially if they feel like you may be a threat or just. Not even so much you specifically, but if you are there.
I do remember there was a girl in there, and her name, this is cliche also, back to Players Club, Diamond was her name.
Oh, no way, no way, no way.
She was a black girl. Yeah, she was a black girl. Her name was Diamond. She made more money than anybody in that club. Every night, she would have her purse would be like bulging, full of money. I'll never forget her. Why, I don't know. It's because she always had so much money and people always in there just cashing out.
Well, come on, Diamond.
Yep, that was her name, Diamond.
Yeah, I really think that when you're, that when there's pressure to perform, you get it figured out. You figure out how to make the money and then you determine what it is that you are, what it is that that you will do. You know, to make your money.
I was like, I'm going to get some money and I'm getting the F up out of this God forbidden state.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not raising my kid here.
Right. And I think I never understood why in strip clubs, women don't understand that if you don't help the next chick, basically you're going to end up, she'll end up hurting you. She'll hurt your money for a lot of people.
I'm going to tell you, Friday night, this last Friday night, I went to Bucks for, I'm sorry, I went to Rick's DFW. And, you know, it's, you probably haven't, but, you know, little stupid dinky girls, we've all done it where you go on stage with your friend. Back in my day, when you went on stage with your friend, it was about to be a show. It was about to be a serious show.
I never went on stage with my friend. I barely ever went.
Well,
right. That jackass there didn't go on stage.
Oh, and yeah.
I never went on with people. Get away from me because I don't like pretending to be lesbian.
Well, no, these girls are 19 years old-ish. They got one on one side of the stage and one on the other side of the stage. Have no interaction with each other whatsoever. And guys were tipping them individually, but just $1 for about 30 or 45 seconds. Keep in mind, a song is about 2.5 minutes long. Now, no interaction with each other. like I said, back in my day when we went on stage, we did the little shenanigans, the gay shenanigans, to because that's what men want to see. You got to break yourself.
For pay.
Yeah, you got to break yourself down the simpleton form of what men want to see. Whether or not you like it, whether or not you want, that's what men want to see. These girls did not even pretend. They acted like they really just didn't even know each other. I put $5 on the stage and I told one girl, I said, get over here. I said, you see you and you see her? You see how y'all have $4 right now? You just made two. $4. You just made $2.
Why are you going to the strip club lecturing them?
Because, girl, they need, why do I have to sit here?
You have to help them. You do have
why
to
Why do
help
I have
them.
To sit here and agonize to your awkwardness?
Maybe they're new.
Okay, cool. Let me spit some game to you. Let me turn you on to some shit. You just split $4 with your friend. Y'all are getting it all stretched out. These guys are just waving that dollar for the whole damn song.
Yeah, I never did and the she's stage like, thing. I did everything I could to get out of it.
She's like, oh, well, she's just new and she's my friend. I said, great, y'all still be friends. But what I'm going to tell you is that men, if you're going to be on the same stage, they're not going to pay you to be on opposite ends of the stage. Now you just got yourself in a predicament where you're splitting $5 with this bitch.
Your friend.
Yeah, your friend. I said the most advice I can give you is if you're going to be on the same stage, you better interact with her. Y'all still be friends. Y'all stick together. Don't stab each other in the back. But realize if you're trying to make some money, then make some money.
That comes with territory.
The stabbing in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think being in strip clubs has ruined a relationship or two, a friendship or two, if you know.
Of course.
Oh, you know what? You don't even have to be in this strip club for that. Just in that industry, lifestyle, whatever, period. I know I have a very good friend, Brianna, and you know her. seen us together several occasions, and she stabbed me in the back right before we were supposed to go to a Jay-Z concert. She thought I didn't know.
And I
did not go to the Jay-Z concert. I forfeited those tickets. I let her have those tickets, and I bought those tickets.
Sometimes you need to be the bigger person.
She did not know that I knew that she did what she did. And I, till this day, I just blocked her from calling me, and I spoke to her since.
Really?
Really.
How long ago?
Oh, shoot. When was the last time I was going to go to Jay-Z with her? Was in maybe 2014?
Wow.
So I think that was at the end of 2014. So 2015, I blocked her.
You know what? There's a lot of times, scroll back up. There's a lot of money.
We've been friends for 10 years.
Wow. So, you know what? I had somebody I was friends with for basically 20.
Yep.
Basically 20 years. And I have girlfriends, I have friends that are, you know, that girls that I would consider, I would consider you, Jamie, to be a friend. We don't have to talk to each other every day. You and I get it in on Facebook. That's how we get down. But I had some questions, so I called and asked you. I have friends that are in the club, but my girlfriends, I have a girlfriend that I went to college with, and we started school in 91, maybe? Whenever, but we're still friends. I have friends that I've been friends with for years and years and years. And
me too.
I think one of the reasons that I can maintain friendships like that is for the most part, they're not in that environment. Because I think sometimes,
this girl,
I think sometimes you think you can get away with stuff.
A Louis Vuitton bag and I never even knew it.
She what?
Was jealous about a Louis. You would not think this girl would be so jealous of women because she's very beautiful, great body, you know, whatever. There's no reason for her to feel like that towards other women, but she does.
And in addition to, we were talking about how the strip club will basically, it can build women's confidence. It can also, if you have any insecurities, it'll show up.
Yeah, you better get a thick skin.
Yeah, it will show up no matter.
If you get rejected, that comes with the territory too. Because, like I just told this girl the other day on Facebook, she lives in the regular world. And she's like, this guy just said something really rude and nasty to her in a store and it really hurt the feeling. I said, girl, men like that get off on being able to be nasty to women. It's the only time they get the opportunity.
You know what I used to say when I was in the club? If somebody was mean to me, I would say, I go, what's the matter? Did the pretty black girl not want to go to prom with you?
I have a prom.
And then I walk off.
they all would have been rejected. And a lot of times when they come in and are rude to you or reject you, it's because they don't get that opportunity to reject women often.
Right.
And they're not going to get the opportunity again until they come back in there.
Right. And they feel better about themselves mm-hmm. when they're
Makes
doing
them
that.
Feel good about themselves.
Yeah, I've had guys, because I primarily, other than DG, you know, PTs was kind of a mixed bag. It was blue collar, but a mix of everybody. But I've worked at the Lodge.
I've never been there.
And had, yeah, it ain't no big deal. But I've worked at the Lodge, and I had a white guy tell me, he goes, well, you are a really, really pretty black girl. I would take you home to meet my mother. I said, I'm good. I have my own mother.
Thank you.
Right. I was like, I'm good. I have my own mother. And he, you know, it's kind of because what the fuck makes you think I want to meet your mother?
My favorite is when you go to a right. table and you do your, you know, just come up to them, just approach them. A lot of times, I'm not going to go over to your table to when I walk up to you. I'm not coming to you for money. I'm coming to your table for you to see my face and for me to smile on your face and say, "Hey, how are you? How's your night?" Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. I'm waiting on somebody. Okay, but I just asked how you are. That's like when you go to a table and you say, what are you guys drinking? Or, hey, how are you guys doing? Water, tea. No, I didn't ask all that. What I asked was how you're doing. So,
rude.
Guys would come, you know, I'm sorry, sweetheart. I'm waiting on, oh, well, don't think I just did all this shit because you were coming in. This ain't prom night, boo-boo. I'm good. Like, you don't have to pat me on the head and send me on my way.
I'm just trying to kickstart my night.
I'm trying to just, yeah, I want you to see me.
Right, because I'll be back later.
Yeah, and I'm going to laugh it off, and I'm going to walk around, and you're going to be bored in an hour.
Well, I got to go. I got to give my grandson a bath. Nice chat.
You're ruining stripper talk with this grandbaby stuff.
Girl, bath.
I'm a 34-year-old grandma.
Girl. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye. Bye. Oh, my God. Her grandson is cute, too. But you know, I used to tell guys when they would talk to me, like one guy told me he had just come from a Klan rally. He was like at a table with a bunch of friends and he was telling me that he had just been at a Klan rally. And I go, well, that's fine. Did you want to dance or not? I don't give a shit where you been. You think you shutting me down with you been at a Klan rally? What? I go, so did you want to dance or not? And then his friend thought I was funny. So he gave me $20 to go dance for him. So I had to spin his chair around and give him a dance. And, you know, when I pushed him back over there, he was like, well, did he like it? I go, well, he's got a heart on. I said, I don't know if he came or not. I'm not responsible for that.
Not
but I don't
all.
Think he's going to any more rallies. And the dude just looked and I just walked off. Dude, you're so stupid. That's the if you are going into a strip club but you don't want to be bothered, first thing, don't go in the strip club.
Don't go.
Second, if you just have to, go sit at the bar.
Yeah, that's exactly
sit
what I was going to say.
Sit at the bar. Do not sit on the floor and then waste people's time with, you don't want to, you know, I don't want to. Well, what are you here for? Go to Humperdinck's. That whole, I'm here to watch the game. No, you're not. You're looking at titties because there's
TVs. Go to Ojos Locos.
There's TVs at Humperdinck's. There's TVs at Chili's. Go
Pluckers,
on there.
Pluckers, Hooters, restaurants. Go to Bombshells. It's connected to Silver City.
Right. Bombshells got good food.
Do they?
Yes.
Girl, I need to check it out.
Yes.
But, you know, I can't be around that place, those places. I just like to.
Where, Bombshells or Silver City?
Both, girl. I get in my zone and I'm there for all the wrong reasons after that. I can't go. You can't take me anywhere. I'm working. When I was working at the restaurant, I can't tell you how many customers I pulled out of there alone just wanting to just pay me for my time to hang out with the little cute waitress or this or that.
Yeah, but you know what happens when people don't realize about being a dancer? If, like I was saying earlier, when you're in that club or if you're in that clique or that gang, if it gets you, like if you're actually in it, you are never out of it.
No.
Ever.
Never.
You always know, like I can be with my family or be somewhere or other and something's happening and immediately I turn on the stripper charm
mm-hmm.
and walk right up to some dude and get whatever I want.
Fearless.
Get whatever my cousins are like, what the hell are you doing? I was like, come on and follow me. Stay close. Mm-hmm. Stay close so you don't get left behind. And mm-hmm. go right in and do whatever I'm doing. And they're like, what? And I was like, that's the stripper in me. But it's something that's always there.
It's always there.
Yeah.
Once it's in, it's in.
It doesn't ever come out.
I will say there was a time when I stopped dancing when it got really bad, like 2007, 2008. The economy got really bad. You know, we're the first off the list of expenses, usually. Usually we're the first off the list. We feel it first anytime there's a economic downfall.
Absolutely.
But it's just, I would go and I would try to party and I would wind up having a damn anxiety attack because I'm seeing this girl. She sat at this table for way too long. She has not made any money, has not got a dance. This dude has been at the stage for more than half the song, and the girl's only got a dollar. These girls over here are showing their titties and some more for some free shots. Yeah. And I'm just pulling my damn hair out because this is so wrong.
Yeah, you're critiquing it. There's so much money to be made.
Or there's not.
But the way that I learned to hustle at a strip club was, like, people will tell you, oh, well, you do this or you don't do that, but they don't really explain the context because they understand it, they get it. So what you are missing as a new dancer, they don't know how to explain that to you, or they don't realize that they should. So what I would do to kind of change my focus, I put a chart in my locker with 30 squares in it. And every time, my objective was to do 30 dances or get the money for 30 dances, however it came about.
That's so organized.
But I have the process.
Right.
I have to do, the process has to be there for me. So what I would do is I would not go back into the dressing room unless I had $100 to put in that locker. I could not go back there. So that made me, I wasn't chasing the money. I was chasing the dances.
Right.
So immediately, I wasn't uncomfortable then just walking up to some dude, because now it's kind of like, fuck him. Hey, what are you doing? And sit down and wiggle in his lap and start talking or whatever. I'm not there more than two or three songs, depending on, you know, what's happening. And then you get up and move to the next person. And I would be, sometimes I would go, oh, I got to go. I got bills to pay. Mm-hmm. I'm not even playing with you. Or, you know, when you think you might want to run back by them later, and you go, I'm sorry, I have to go to the bathroom. And then maybe you come back, maybe you don't. I would just run, go and do, but that was how I focused. I put that chart in there, and each time, once I had like $100, or if it was $200, like if you're on a roll, obviously you stay on the floor and you make money, but I would go and I had a pen in there, and I would mark off the dances. So the closer I got to that 30, or I'd go 30 and go backwards, the closer I got to having those dances, the harder I worked. And it was never, oh, you know what, I just want to go home. Once I started doing that, it could be 1:45 and I need three dances. I am on the floor hawking for those dances.
Yeah.
Catch somebody coming out the bathroom. I didn't care what it was. Hey, yeah, come on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Focus. But I had to have a process to go through, or realize, okay, you know what? Well, first of all, you have to realize that you're generating a relationship out of nothing.
Right.
You're generating conversation out of thin air. You're talking to someone and you're being familiar with them, but you can't be too familiar. And then you also have to figure out, you have to pay enough attention to the person to realize, okay, is this somebody I can get or not? Because if they're not interested, some dudes won't tell you that they're not interested because they're scared they're going to hurt your feelings. And I'm like, boo, I am here to pay bills. Don't waste my time.
Not for you. This is not all this.
Do
right
not
here,
waste
these
my
lashes.
Time.
Right? This hair.
And this cut crease. Not for you.
Not all for you.
No.
I mean, Janet Jackson, it could be all for you if you really want it. But.
Yeah. And you have to go in. And when people say that, you know, stripping ain't a job, you are walking around in heels.
You
all
are
day.
A psychiatrist. Oof, you are a behavioral therapist. I mean, all that.
And
there's then some.
So much that you need to know. For me, well, because I knew a lot of the stuff anyway, because I pay attention to...
You have to find your niche, though.
Yes.
You have to find your niche. You have to find and exploit it and capitalize with a capital C.
Right.
Capitalize.
Right. That's why I realized...
If you're a one-legged stripper or a midget stripper...
Right.
Or you got a funky hand, you got to work that shit.
Yeah, there's a girl who was missing a hand. I was like, hey, what happened to your hand? And she goes, shark attack. Okay, bitch, I know you're lying, but that's fucking funny.
That's good.
Is that what you're going to tell people?
And exactly.
She would walk around and hold a purse with it. So you just didn't pay attention. So it looked like her hand was wrapped around this clutch. I was like, this bitch got game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you really do. You have to figure out what it is. And I learned that I was never going to be I was never the chick that was going to be the one where guys just wanted to give me a bunch of money. That was never going to be me. I was going to be blue collar, and blue collar in the sense, even though I worked at the lodge, which is very high end, I was like high blue collar.
Right.
But I was, I could talk to you about whatever. And then I was going to work. I had to be funny, pretty, sexy, witty.
Everything.
I had to be all those things.
And extremely patient.
Right. To get that money. And then understand that, okay, I'm working for this. Now, if you got drunk, you can get as drunk as you wanted, but I promise you, when you did, believe you me, three dances was five dances.
Mm-hmm.
Seven dances was nine dances.
Mm-hmm.
That get to nine, nine is now 12.
Mm-hmm.
You get to 12, 12 is now 17, because you are drunk. And I am so sorry, sir, but guess what? You know better than to come in here and do that. So you have to be, as a dancer, you have to be a lot of things to a lot of people. Well, even if you're nothing to them, which you are, but you actually have to look at them and determine in a very short amount of time what you need to be to
yes,
them.
Yes, absolutely.
You have to figure that out. So when people
know your role.
Right. Well, all they do is walk around. Oh, my God. There's so much more to it. When you finish dancing, you are emotionally exhausted. And you may not have done a single dance. You can work a shift and not do a single dance, but just be drained emotionally. Because maybe you made $1,800. You know, you get it from one dude, you get it from two dudes, three dudes, whatever it is. But you have to sit and listen to them and pretend to be interested in whatever the hell stupid shit they're talking about. You have to be disciplined enough to not get caught looking off. You have to listen and pay attention. You can't just be, I mean, sometimes it can be, but you actually have to be paying attention. That takes a lot.
Yeah.
That takes an awful, awful lot for you to be able to do that. So when people go, oh, well, they just walk around, they don't do anything. I'm like, oh, my God.
If you only knew.
And it's generally men that say that. Because why men, society at large easily accepts that, oh, women are high maintenance, women are blah, blah, blah. Men are the fucking worst.
The worst.
You have to pay attention to what they're saying. Any little thing that they do, oh my God, you got to stroke egos, feelings are hurt, all kind of stuff is going on. And I'm like, what in the hell is this? What is this? What? Yeah, it's absolutely, definitely a job.
It's not for the weak.
Woo, because it will eat you up. It will chew you up and spit you out.
All the way. And you'll come back for more.
Right. And then step on you.
And you will come back for more.
Yeah. And I think, too, one of the things that happens when people get caught up or when they're in that lifestyle, especially if they, usually what happens is they feel like they're going to make money forever. So
yeah.
They don't have a plan to save money. Or they're the chick that, right? Or they're the chick that, oh, you know what? I made $1,500, so I'm going to take a week off. So like you said, basically what happens then is let's say you make $1,500 and you take off 5 days. Well, you just turn that one $1,500 day into five $300 days.
Right.
You know? And just, you have to be disciplined to do that job. You have to be disciplined to show up. Like when I worked like 5 days a week. I worked it like it was a job. So you have to be disciplined to show up like that. And then you have to be disciplined financially if you want to be able to walk away from it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
There was 1 year I think I worked every day.
Ugh.
Every day I think I worked. And I probably made no less than $500 a day. And I spent that money every fucking day that I made it. Because who cares? I made $1,000. I'm going to go shopping. I've never owned a Louis bag. I've never owned a designer bag, though. Y'all can call me as basic as you want. Never.
Yeah.
I took care of my family, myself.
I bought a Coach bag.
I
caught it on sale at Dillard's for like $50.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And there are certain ones that I like, but I cannot...
It doesn't define me.
Yeah, I can't get to spending $2,300 on a purse.
No.
I can't do it.
It's cute.
Yeah, they're very nice. I have friends that do it.
Look, Jamie, if I had Gucci money, I'd spend Gucci money. But I don't have Gucci money, and I know that $1,500 a night for maybe two nights a week, maybe every other week, that ain't Gucci money.
No, not to maintain.
No.
Not to maintain. And you, I think when you, a lot of times what people, you have, a lot of strippers have burnout. They burn out, mm-hmm. and they burn out for several reasons, because they are drinking, because they're doing drugs, because they are, you know, maybe they're doing extras. And that job is just hard. That job will wear you down mentally and emotionally and spiritually if you don't take your mental health days. Like, I traveled, so, you know, I'd work, you know, I'm 5 days a week and I'd do whatever, and then I'd be gone for 10 days. Oh, where are you going? Paris. What? Texas? Fuck no. And I would go. So I would have to have time off to kind of regroup. But what happens, it's that industry is so funny that when you are away from it for a long enough period of time, it's almost like starting over.
A week is, by the way, a week is like 6 months stripper time.
Right. Absolutely it is. It's like starting over. Then you have to come back and get your footing again and get back in your groove. And you just, and what happens when you're gone, you kind of go into a different place mentally. But when you come back, there are different people there.
Right. So it's a revolving door.
Right. So the personality of the club has changed a little bit. So then unless you are one of the big girls in the club, you got to kind of come back in and figure this out and kind of, you know, make the adjustment to be back in there. But it's definitely a hard job. It really is. It's a hard job. And for me, in terms of getting out, when I walked in the door, my plan was to work 5 years. Now, if I did more than five, that was fine. But I did five. I bought a house, and I was done with it, you know. And I would go back periodically here or there. But I ended up going to work for Mac. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how I transitioned out of it and started my current company. And that's basically how I walked, not really walked away, but I don't want to say like it's a bad thing, but that's how I left it basically.
Yeah.
So, and I see girls that struggle because, you know, they go to school to be a dental assistant and they really feel like, oh, you know what? I'm getting out of this.
They love those tech jobs.
Right. Right.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying they love the tech jobs.
Yeah. And whatever it may be. And then they get out and realize that, one, you're not really fit for human consumption like that, because you've been going to work at, 6, 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night for 4 or 5 years, and now they want you up and there at 8 o'clock in the morning with a smile on your face and being pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
And then you figure out the world doesn't revolve around you.
I'm all about a double life, though. I'd be lying if I said almost all 12 years I worked a regular job, maybe not full time, maybe 25, 30 hours a week, and then took my greedy ass to the club. There were times that I did quit specifically to work at the club full time.
That's not greedy. That's ambitious.
It's a little greedy.
No, it's ambitious because you put the money in the bank. There's nothing wrong. Or if you spend it, it doesn't matter. You're working. There's nothing wrong to me with working. And if you are focused enough, like, for instance, it was difficult for me to, I couldn't dance and work at Mac.
Right.
Because I couldn't turn it off and I couldn't flip it like that. I was like, yeah, I don't. Yeah.
I mean, I'm always working. I can't go anywhere. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I can't. It's like I said, it's a rush. It's a thrill. And my old ass, I don't get out to the club. I don't have enough time. Well, if there was one more day in the week, I would still be doing it.
But here's the thing. When you have been a dancer forever, do you really enjoy being in the club?
I don't necessarily enjoy being in the club. But
I mean like a regular club, not the strip club. I mean
going out. I've never been.
What?
I've never been to a straight club, a nightclub. I've been to
Stella hangs out with the gay boys, too.
I've been to,
we need to go to a drag show,
the Village Station a million times from when I was 17, because when I was 17, my sister turned 21. Our whole lives, they said we look like twins. I said, how about it? Went to the Village Station to mm-hmm. date myself. Went to the Village Station, showed my sister's ID, and that was it. And I don't know. I just love it.
Yeah, but you're a queen.
I am a drag queen at heart. You are a queen, I am a drag queen at heart.
Yeah,
I sure am.
There is nothing.
Dewan, he got jokes. About you. Dewan, you have some jokes.
Who?
Hopefully, he's having lunch with his mama today and squaring away all the bullshit.
All his personal
There's some
stuff.
Underlying issues.
And here's the thing, Dewan. I was actually going to ask him if he wanted to come on. I would like for him to come on to, you know, to do a show with me. And not necessarily just the two of us, but he needs to be in a group of people to kind of camouflage it. But that what he was talking about is not what we were talking about.
At all.
And you trying to act like we did something to him.
Man.
Duh. Yeah, so basically, I could even, there were times, like right now, physically, I can dance. he said somebody should check on him.
I haven't heard a peep.
Not me. Look, maybe if he were as good as he thinks he is, he'd have a girlfriend that would check on him. Or maybe he does. Hell, I don't know. Let me stop being silly. Anyway, physically, I can dance. Mentally, I don't want to be bothered.
Mentally, you're about to cuss somebody out.
Right. I gave up the ghost. Mentally, I can't fool with those dudes.
I just like going out there and I just like fucking with them. I really do.
If you know
I
what,
really, really do.
If I were to, I don't think I would do it because I think that I would come off as the old lady, even though I don't necessarily look old.
No,
I think I would come off as the old lady
because you're just, it's just foolishness.
Yeah, and I'm not, and I'm not going out like that. I'm going out on top. Fuck that.
Right.
You ain't about to punk me and you 18 and blonde. I'm going to have to drag you by your hair. I can't do it. Can I go out like that? So, yeah, I just, that even though I can still do it physically, I'm just not, I'm not interested in it. But I am really good at, like I said, when I'm out someplace picking, I love to be out someplace and have some old white man trying to buy me drinks.
I mean, I'm all about an old white man trying to buy me anything. Like, anywhere. I don't give a fuck if we're at Applebee's.
Isn't everyone?
Not that I go to Applebee's, but if I were to go to Applebee's.
You're not an Applebee's kind of girl?
I've only been twice.
It's okay. It's okay. But yeah, it's I'm going to have to get you back in here. But I'm going to have to get you in here when it's more girls in here. And you can bring another bottle of wine and share. Not that I wanted it, but you know what
you
I mean.
You weren't finna drink no wine.
No. No, and you don't want me
I
in
was
going
to have to bring you some damn sparkling apple cider just right. For you to look cool.
I love that. Can
I was
going to
bring a bottle of champagne in two glasses. I'm like, no, she ain't finna drink
no
wine.
I like sparkling cider. I like the Martinelli one, too. Just in case. So the next time
we have... Are
you
talking about the alcoholic kind?
No!
Oh, because I was going to bring you straight Welch's.
Yes, like you, but you're always at work.
Keely!
Yeah, I'm going to do a stripper show. Maybe I'll do a retired stripper show.
We're not... Okay, when you say tired...
Retired.
Not tired, but no.
What?
We're just, former.
We're taking a break?
We're Yeah, I mean, shit, last time I went was in... January.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Girl.
Well, anywho, we will we'll put together a show. I think I need I got to do my Black Men's Roundtable again, the second show, and then the Black Women's Roundtable. But I need to put together a show where men and women are in this studio. I need to come up with some kind of fun game to play, though.
You need to have a button to where you can turn everybody's mic off and on, though, because, you know, that's finna just be an all-out argument.
I just, you know what, when I did my first show, I just wanted to know where the hang-up on people button was. So I was like, if somebody calling here talking crazy to me, I'm hanging the hell up on
them.
But I just look in there.
And we're all out of time.
Right. Right. It's time for me to go to work. Okay. We are done. Stella was my guest today.
It was a pleasure, Brian.
My wine drinking munchkin.
Hey.
Well, you are.
Delicious brownies, by the way. Just perfect.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, Dewan said veteran dancers.
Veterans. There you go.
We are out of time. It is...
We're done, Keely. So it's perfection.
She know the show is done at 8 o'clock. You know it. Pay attention, Negro.
They stopped watching.
Pay attention, Negro. Because she's not really black. Get it? Anyway, Bree TV, Monday nights. Or Wednesday. Oh, my God, Monday. Wednesday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. on theafterparty.com. thaafterparty.com. Or... at Bree www.tv.2016 on Facebook, and we are out of here.
Bye.
Champion sound, yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Got a promoter, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you up. Tight.